And we are live on Blog Talk Radio, thanks to Impact Media. This is another great edition of Sports Club. Welcome in. I am your host for the evening and practically every evening, Jeremy the Impact York. Hope you guys are all doing well. All the guys are out on assignment. Cody is actually working on, producing a couple podcasts that will be dropping very, very soon. If I'm not mistaken, they are the Joe Fortenbaugh 600 podcast. Those things are great. If you know anything about betting, you need to pay attention to what Joe says because he says some really cool stuff. If you don't know anything about betting, the Sharp 600 is the name of that. If you don't know a whole lot about betting, well, once again, listen to Joe Fortenbaugh because he knows what he's talking about. The guy lived in Vegas. That doesn't mean you necessarily know everything about betting, but Joe knows a lot. And what he doesn't know, all his guests have on. So shout out to him. Shout out to the guys at Soccer Down Here who put up with my crazy questions every day. They do a great job as well right here on Blog Talk Radio. John Nelson, Jarrett Smith, what's your name this time? And Jason Longshore all do a great job with that. And, you know, I want to start right there with the Atlanta United game last night. It was the Open Cup series match versus the Chicago Fire, a team that we have an interesting rocky past with. It's not chippy or nothing like that. But with the Open Cup, we're trying to advance to take on the winner of Louisville and Nashville FC. Of course, it was Louisville who took the win on that one, which is interesting. Congratulations to them. They're actually going to play against Chicago because Chicago defeats Atlanta United 1-0. 1-0, as you might say. And while, not really upset, not perturbed or anything, not really disappointed. I did want them to win, but I wanted Atlanta United to win. I brought up the point to the Soccer Down Here guys this morning. Is it because of some of the lineup changes where we saw a lot of the, I call them non-starters, it's guys who are not in the typical 11. I know we do a rotation thing based off of matchups and other things. But there's the guys that the casual fan may not quite recognize. You kind of know Kevin Kratz. He's played a handful of times. Some of the other guys that played last night. I mean, Vizalba is coming back. We've been able to get him in a lot more. He looks like he is back up to form. The Mikey Ambroses of the world. Andrew Carlton got some play last night. Guys that if you didn't know, if you don't necessarily have to follow this team super close to enjoy them. But, the McCann gets to play a lot. Miles Robinson, Brandon Vasquez. But Andrew Wheeler, Amiunu. Played some last night. Romario Williams, Gordon Wild, Saul Zizo. These are guys you may not necessarily know. I brought up the point, is there a chance that because we played some of these guys, I didn't get a chance to elaborate, unfortunately. But is there a chance that since we play some of these guys who are not our typical starters, they could be rotation guys, but they don't start three games out of four per se, that contributed some to our performance? There's a chance that it did. Having some of these guys in for Atlanta United, the ones I mentioned, not the Kevin Kratzes, not the Mikey Ambroses, the guys, but we played a lot more of these guys than we typically do. And I'm thinking that maybe it is not the lack of skill, because my goodness, at times Atlanta United 2 is every bit as good as Atlanta United 1, and that's no knock on the big squad, and that's just a super compliment to the twos. These guys could really play. Now, what I'm saying is it's a familiarity. In the same way, you know, even in the radio business. If we bring in a new guy or we have a new co-host or something like that, until we officially start gelling, there's going to be some interesting moments. It's going to kind of go back and forth. There's going to kind of be some weird moments. You know, you got to learn tendencies of people, anything with a new coworker, you know, things like that. So Atlanta United, they played pretty well. I don't know if I would have necessarily put out that lineup, but then again, I am not Tata Martinez, and in no way do I get paid that kind of money to make that decision. You guys probably don't want me to do that. I trust his judgment, but I feel like last night there wasn't a lot of excitement. There wasn't that urgency, as they like to use in the soccer terms. There wasn't that urgency until after the goal was scored by the Fire. And by then, I felt like it was a little late because they basically pulled an Iceland at that point, just started stacking the top of the box on defense and making it impossible to get anything through. They scored, and then they sat back. But that was their A squad that went against our A-minus squad. So, you know, things are on the up and up for Atlanta United. They do have the game this weekend versus the Portland Timbers, I believe. The Portland Timbers has a 4:30 game this Sunday. That should be a lot of fun. Not sure where we're going to watch the game yet. That is actually my amazing better half's birthday. Happy early birthday to her. But we will be watching that game. No promises on a live tweet or anything like that, but we'll be watching that game. I know you guys will be watching. I know a lot of you guys will be down there. If you get there early, go by the Soccer Down Here podcast or the pregame show they do. If you go to the Gulch, they are the ones on top of the giant tower. You cannot miss them. They start about 3 hours before game time, and they just do an incredible job. But I told you guys that we were going to have a special guest. I see he is on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. So without further ado, from Atlanta Sports X, which is 1230 AM, 106.3 FM here locally, and not just a friend of the show, but a good friend of mine, he is Brandon Joseph. How you doing, Brandon?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I don't like to typically hold things over people, but something we will get into here in a minute is a part of why you're calling in. I think I'm doing slightly better than you because I could fill the extra ticket if I needed to.
Yeah, just a little bit better.
So, let's partially get into that. We'll just start there because that way we can kind of gauge, and we're gonna give a lot of people the PR guy sent out the thing. There is, has there been any progress before we get into the whole story here?
There was a couple of interesting prospects that have come through in recent days, but, I haven't locked down a decision. I figured I have at least until, about this time next week, probably Tuesday will be the final day.
Okay. All right. Do you want to give somebody a basic synopsis of what's going on, or you want me to just fly through the summary here?
Well, the interesting thing is that I acquired two floor tickets to Zach Brown Band June 30th at SunTrust Park back in January or February under the guise of our social media director at the station, her telling me that, hey, by then you're sure to be in a relationship. I'm confident of it, so you get two. I personally have no problem going to a concert alone. I can go to a movie alone, concert alone. I really don't care. So under this,
I'm right there with you on that.
She talked me into it. She sold me on buying an extra ticket, floor ticket to Zach Brown Band. Now, lo and behold, we're 10 days away, 9 days away, and there is no extra person to go with. So I'm taking my efforts to as many media outlets as humanly possible to try to find, doesn't have to be a special someone at this point, just someone to accompany me to the show with.
Right, yeah. So for people who didn't quite pick up on that, he has an extra ticket to the Zach Brown Band concert June 30th at the illustrious SunTrust Park, which is just, it's got to be weird to stare at that all day long too because you work right next to it. But And it's like he said, he's not looking for the future Mrs. Joseph necessarily. But the caveat of taking this other ticket is you get the opportunity to spend the entire concert, or at least parts of it, next to Brandon here. So you're going to have a good time. He's a good guy to hang out with. I've hung out with you many a times, not necessarily at a concert, but I've hung out with you at all kinds of sporting events. I don't understand why, you know, if people even want to call in, because our number, of course, 347-826-7448. If you are female and would like this other ticket or would like to be in the running for this ticket, call in. We will happily take your ticket or happily take your phone call. And you know, I don't know. I guess instead of a rose, it's a ticket at this point, right?
Yeah, we're offering up tickets.
See, I don't see how that's a bad thing, because you're going to go. They're going to get to hang out with you. You're going to get to see SunTrust Park. You're going to get to listen to the Zac Brown Band. I don't even know who else is with him. I should probably look that up. But
One
it
Republic
doesn't matter.
Is opening.
Oh, wow. That's a mega show then. Zac Brown's pretty big on his own.
Time, good concert.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. I didn't realize they were opening for him. Man, I should have bought tickets to that. But that being said, you know, a lot of people, because some people that saw some of the stuff or heard some of the stuff, either through social media or things you guys do with the X, they thought it was a radio promotion. I was like, this is no promotion. He legitimately has this ticket. And if you think you might want to go to this, then you need to contact you at some point, you know, either, like I said, through this show while we're on tonight, any of the media ways you can find us, at B Joseph Radio. If you want to hit him on Twitter, you're not a hard person to find.
No, I'm readily simple. I'm not in the community. Well, this is not a radio bit. I've done my fair share of radio bits, like in my radio career. I've been in radio for 10 years. This is as serious as it gets.
Like I said, at this point, people obviously will hopefully figure out that it's not a radio bit. And we got to find you a nice southern lady to accompany you. And it should be good. And since you did say something about some of your radio hijinks and such, I just saw the video right before we come on here. Somebody passed it my direction. I didn't know about it until now. I don't think I've ever seen Joe Hamilton jump that high, and that includes his time at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun over at the Sports Tech, a lot of fun things we get to post on social media, and both of them just involve us pranking each other.
Oh, yeah, there have been some good ones. I've seen you get John Kincaid while he was doing the Shaq podcast. You had some snaps as this video was, that you threw at the feet of Joe Hamilton. And like I said, look, Georgia Tech fans, I take a lot of shots at you guys, but it's usually in jest. Literally, as athletic as Joe Hamilton still is to this day, I've never seen him jump this high. It was hilarious.
He still has quick feet. Give that man credit.
Well, what we didn't see is what happened after that video. Did you have to have quicker feet to get down the hallway?
He was still in shot, and the guys is always make sure you still have some. So I had those little firecracker poppers, so he didn't know if he could pursue because he thought I was still packing some more.
See, that's always important. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
But I do want to kind of circle back around because I'm seeing the text line ask, you are actually a fan of Zac Brown, the Zac Brown Band, right? This is not just you decided to be a pretty cool concert to go see.
No,
I told
I've
people
seen
that.
Zac live in concert 5 times before. I've met a lot of different members of the band, from Clay Cook, Decoy Bowles, John Driscoll Hopkins, Jimmy DeMartini. We actually met at a NASCAR race on pit road and talked for a little bit. So,
wow.
Zac Brown Band is pretty big to me.
Yeah, because one of your coworkers up there at the X, Tug, is friends with half of them. So I know he keeps them in town all the time.
Yeah, they're great guys. They're really cool guys away from music. Just they have a lot of different interests. And if you get to talk to one of those guys away and not just about the music, you become bigger fans of the music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I told a lot of people about the Zach Brown Band. I was like, look, he's a local guy. He started right here in the area. I remember hearing some earlier stuff, and you know, you just kind of wander by places, and they're like, oh, check out this guy. And I'm like, man, that guy's really cool. And to see all the success they had, it's just it's really been fantastic to see a local homegrown do as well as they've done.
Yeah, great. They do a great job. And a lot of the other band members still create their own music. And, you know, they do a lot of events at Eddie's Attic and other things and still putting out albums.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking with Brandon Joseph of Atlanta Sports X, which is 1230 AM, 106.3 FM. And I'm going to bring it up again for anybody who's just now listening. And when this turns into a podcast after we're done, you guys know the same drill there. At B Joseph Radio, or if you want to hit us up on any of our things, he has an extra ticket to the Zach Brown Band concert on June 30th at SunTrust Park. If you are so inclined, if you are a female who is either single or a female whose other half would not mind you going, we're gonna open this up at this point just to make sure.
Yeah.
Then
if you're
then
a female
definitely
with a pulse.
Right.
Ready, willing, and able to go to this concert.
Right. Because, I mean, the way these concerts even work is they don't even have to spend the entire night with you.
No. I just need somebody really to walk in with, take
right.
that one alibi photo, and then she can do whatever she
right.
wants.
Exactly, because enough of your coworkers and other radio brethren will be walking around. So you just take a few of the obligatory photos, and then you move from there.
One for the Instagram. That's the rule.
Exactly. But once again, hit us up on that if you want the other ticket. There's something we were talking about earlier today that I do want to hit on, and it does tie into sports because our text line loves to say stick to sports all the time, but sports in the world intermingle. What do you think about this sale involving Disney buying out a majority of Fox?
Well, it does have huge impact in the sports world. And just think about this. Everything that we've come to know, the Fox Sports Net, Fox Sports South, Fox Sports Southeast, they televise Atlanta United, Hawks, Braves, and a lot of local content being Atlanta Dream. All that's going to be a Disney property by this time next year. So this is wide-ranging. Yes, it does have a lot of implications on, you know, content for Disney and launching their streaming service that will house a lot of old Disney movies and television shows and things like that. But just think of ESPN Plus that launched
mm-hmm.
earlier this year. That is going to have an influence on these local regional sports networks. So how you watch the Braves is going to be now from Fox Sports. What all likelihood would be something with ESPN branding on it. And with these local schools like Kennesaw State and Georgia State
mm-hmm.
having these exclusive deals with ESPN for streaming, it now gives them a local outlet to televise these games in markets. So you don't necessarily need the streaming service, or ESPN can kind of do it as a bonus to help, you know, add in or help entice customers to get the streaming service, but also do a service for the local service. And ESPN does a lot with big-time high school football, and there's no bigger place for high school football in the state of Georgia. Fox Sports has been kind of reluctant to televise a lot of these high school games over the air just because of a lot of the cost that goes in with it. ESPN has a model that's already built in, and a lot of the entities they work with already have this infrastructure in place for them to be televising this. Huge ramifications in the sports media world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is a monster thing. Now, it does bring up the question that is my producer is holding up a sign. Let me see if I can read it. All right, he wants your opinion. Is it because of this deal, are you more looking forward to Troy Aikman running the Epcot Center, or what is that other thing? Oh, or Darth Vader coming out of the bullpen for the Braves?
I mean, Darth Vader out of the bullpen for the Braves. Why not?
See, that's what I would think, because, I mean, nothing personal to Vizcaino. He does throw over 100 miles an hour, but sometimes he has no idea where it's going to go. Maybe a little Jedi mind trick there. Maybe some Darth Vader magic can can maybe maneuver that ball to actually go down the plate.
And also, think about it. Arizona brought back the bullpen carts this year.
Yeah.
Imagine if one of the teams had a bullpen Millennium Falcon.
Oh, there you go. We're brainstorming right there.
Coming out of the pen.
See, there you go, Disney. First idea is free. After that, you're going to have to pay me and Brandon for these ideas because we have a ton of them. And as we all know, I still stick to the fact that I've only seen episode one of Star Wars, but I've been around enough Star Wars fans to where I practically know the story anyway.
Yeah, the Star Wars fans are like CrossFitters. They're so quick to tell you everything about it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Which is usually why headphones are so popular at 5Ks.
Yes, of course.
But we're finishing up with Brandon Joseph from Atlanta Sports X, which is 1230 AM, 106.3 FM. Are you still going to do some work with Kennesaw this year? I know you did Kennesaw football stuff last year.
We're waiting to find out all those assignments. Those will be shored up in the next 30 to 45 days. But I hope to be back on the call. Really exciting year for Kennesaw State now. A lot of eyeballs will be on them. We'll go into the season ranked preseason favorites to be a playoff contender. Of course, bringing back starting quarterback Chandler Burke. Only going to get better. Justin Sumter in his senior season. Kennesaw State is primed to be a major powerhouse in FCS football this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, to tie everything full circle, at least, well, between the various ways we've crossed paths and this show in general, that first opening game is just – it's going to really show us where both Georgia State and Kennesaw State are at right now.
Yeah, and Georgia State has lost, I believe, two opening week contests to FCS schools. That is not lost on both these programs. It's not lost on Georgia State. Sean Elliott basically wanting to hold pride, hold service, being an FBS program. But for Kennesaw State, they went through a lot to be able to get this game on their schedule, and they kind of want to serve Georgia State notice that, hey, you kind of played around with scheduling us. We're legit, and you should be worried about playing us every time you want to play us.
Oh, yeah, and I still stand by that going to either place, whether you go to Georgia State Stadium, whether you go to Fifth Third Bank over there in Kennesaw, both of them offer unique viewing experiences, and both of them are fantastic watches. If you get a chance to go watch either of these teams play this year, I implore you to do so, and if you see me or Brandon walking around, flag us down. We'd love to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
But, Brandon, I'm going to let you go. It's been great having you on. Hopefully, maybe this got enough through the net out a little further, at least in a different direction to that small niche of people that listen to this show. I know the NBA draft is coming up here soon. Hopefully, our Hawks can pick us somebody that we'll remember at the end of the year. But it's been great having you on. We will catch up later down the road, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it anytime.
And once again, that was Brandon Joseph from Atlanta Sports X. That's 1230 AM, 106.3 FM here locally. He is a great prankster. I didn't even get into some of the ones that are just great. But just know that you can find some of them on Instagram. Atlanta Sports X puts a lot out. Pretty sure he knows not to mess with Mark Zunell, because I feel like Mark Zunell could mess him up if he wanted to. But he has the extra ticket to Zach Brown. So if you're female, he just opened it up to if you're female. And you want to go to the Zach Brown concert June 30th at SunTrust Park. Literally, the only caveats to this is he gives you the ticket. You walk through the door with him. He takes a photo for Instagram. And then you go about your merry way. At BJosephRadio is the easiest way to find him. You can hit us up all here. I will pass your information along to him. He's going to make a decision by Tuesday. Why not? Any of my friends, any of my female friends, any of the friends of the show, if you know somebody who's female that might want to go, hit him up. It's so crazy that he can't find this somebody for this other ticket, or he's got a few prospects. Just, you know, it's a free ticket to the Zac Brown Band. I don't know how you missed that. But some other stuff we want to get into before we get out of here. Hopefully we are on when the Hawks make their pick at number 3. Like I said, that is they are parading all the big people out now. I keep hearing Doncic, the French guy. I keep hearing maybe he's there, maybe Bagley. A lot of people want Trae Young. I mean, that's possible. Yeah, Jerome Robinson coming out now. I mean, who knows? But I'll come back to the Hawks because I want to see who they pick, and we will go from there. I want to talk let's talk a little golf. Brooks Koepka at +1 won the U.S. Open over the weekend. That it is – it's I got to agree with a lot of people. It's almost a travesty that of all 4 days of that tournament, it was 4 completely different golf courses. PGA, you got to do better than that. Good thing is Brooks Koepka is the first back-to-back winner since Curtis Strange did it in the 88-89 years. Koepka's good. Not just because he won back-to-back. It's easy to say, well, he won the tournament. Of course he's good. Now, Brooks Koepka, he's a good guy. You know, the notables of Tiger Woods and Phil, we all know about Phil's little blunder. We don't have to get into it in a minute. Rory, just kind of disappointing finishes. Wow, I wish I could describe what I just saw on NBA, but I don't want to throw them under the bus for that little snafu. But, no, the world of golf, hey, we need the Brooks Koepkas of the world. We need the Jason Days, the top players who aren't necessarily household names. We need those guys to win tournaments because Tiger's trying to get his swing back. Phil's getting frustrated that he's seeing his window close. Jordan Spieth is not as consistent as we thought he would be as far as winning a bunch of tournaments. You're going to see every sport goes through this where instead of having one or two really top guys, you've got a lot of guys who are just really good. Nobody's exceptional. Nobody runs away with everything. So at this point, you need the Brooks Koepkas. You need those guys to ultimately fixing something here at the studio. There we go. No, we need these kind of guys. We need these kind of guys to win tournaments. We need, you know, somebody has to win them. So it might as well be the Brooks Koepkas of the world. It might as well be, like I said, the Jason Days, Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson, Harmon, Rory McIlroy. These kinds of guys, we need to have those guys winning on a consistent basis. But, you know, congratulations to Koepka again. Fantastic feat, especially go back-to-back at 2 different courses. And we'll see what happens this time because they're already at the Travelers this weekend. And like I said, Spieth, I believe, was – he's tied for the lead with Zach Johnson. They're both at -7. Maldonado and Harmon and McIlroy all at -6 as of today. Moving on. The World Cup has been great. Obviously, a lot of the games go on during the day. A lot of people aren't able to see them. Let's see. We have today. Denmark and Australia go the 1-1 tie. Australia's been pretty interesting this year. It's they could put something together. France wins 1-0 against Peru. France is on the border of trying to disappoint, but they haven't yet. And then Argentina completely, lack of a better term, they crapped the bed. They just Croatia beat them 3-0. Congratulations, Croatia. Because Croatia is going to move on because of this. Argentina may be out. You may have squandered Lionel Messi, the number two player in the world. Could be number one, arguably, depending on who you ask. You may have squandered his last World Cup. Because if we look, let's go by the groups. Group A. Russia and Uruguay have pretty much punched their tickets. Congratulations to Russia. They've had a pretty solid tournament so far. Egypt, Saudi Arabia will be out. Group B, Spain and Portugal are tied at four. You got Iran with three. Morocco is out. But it's between those three teams, between Iran, Portugal, and Spain there, with one more set of games to play. France has 6 points. Denmark has four. That's France is in. Denmark and Australia will decide the other runner-up in that group. Group D, Croatia punched their ticket. Iceland and Argentina are tied at one. Iceland has the goal differential, has a three-goal lead over Argentina. We'll see how that plays out because they also hold the win over them. And I believe they've only played one game. So if Iceland beats Nigeria, I believe, do they play tomorrow? Maybe so. But if they play, Iceland, you played solid enough. You should be able to take this. E, Serbia, all these have only played one game. Serbia holds a 3-1 lead over Brazil and Switzerland. Costa Rica with no points so far, but that's really tight. Brazil's going to have to really button down, or there's a chance they could miss. They could be out of this World Cup. Group F, Sweden and Mexico with the big wins. Germany and South Korea, Germany especially, is they should be okay, but they have really got to put some things together. And in Group G, Belgium and England with the big wins, Tunisia and Panama hanging in there. That could be a tight group. I still see Belgium and England emerging from that. Group H, with the last one? Yeah, Group H, Japan and Senegal with the wins, and Poland and Colombia hanging in there. It's real tight goal differential-wise. And the NBA draft has officially started. Cool. We will wait and see. I think the Suns have the first pick. But, yeah, that's your World Cup update. In fact, let's go. What games are tomorrow? Just the one? Let's see. Nope, here we go. The games that will happen tomorrow, the early game at 8 o'clock here on the East Coast is Brazil-Costa Rica. Got Nigeria-Iceland at 11. And at 2 o'clock, you got Serbia-Switzerland. Those should all be pretty good. Games over the weekend real quick in case you want to check some of these out. Belgium and Tunisia will play 8 o'clock on Saturday, 8 a.m. 11 a.m., you got the Republic of Korea, otherwise known as South Korea, who will take on Mexico. That could be a fun one to watch. Germany-Sweden will be the 2 o'clock game on Saturday. Sunday, you get England-Panama. Go England. Panama's a good team, though. That could be very good. Senegal and Japan at 11 on Sunday. And Poland will be playing against Colombia at 2. So there's your FIFA World Cup update. I'm going to try to get some other guests to talk FIFA on here in the next couple weeks. Maybe we get the soccer down here, guys. You guys let me know who you want. You guys have been great about that. You've given some names. A few people I'm going to try to track down as soon as this game is over. As soon as this show is over, rather. So there's your World Cup update, though. Let's see. We're talking to Atlanta United. The AAF, otherwise known as the Alliance of American Football, have added their eighth and final team. It will be in San Antonio. Okay. I thought it was St. Louis. San Antonio makes a lot of sense as well. Their general manager is going to be Daryl Johnson. Yep, Moose from Cowboys fame. Head coach is going to be Mike Riley. If you don't know who Mike Riley is, I implore you to look him up. So that officially gives us the following teams. We have San Antonio. We have Phoenix. We have Salt Lake City. We have San Diego. Pretty sure that's going to be the West. In the East, I'm pretty sure. We're going to have Birmingham. We're going to have Memphis. We're going to have Atlanta, and we're going to have Orlando. Big names attached to this. A lot of things are going on here. I think this is going to be really, really good. I look forward to the AAF. We're going to try to do some stuff and work with them and try to be a bigger part of this. If we do, that will give you guys better access as well. I'm excited, though. I really think the AAF can do some good things. And just by the way things have played out and what little bit I know, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun watch. The Atlanta team, Brad Childress is the coach. Michael Vick is the offensive coordinator. They're going to play at Georgia State Stadium. They're set up. They're probably one of the better set up ones right here in Atlanta. We're going to have another football team to cheer for. It's going to be a league from like February to May. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looks like the Suns are about to make a pick. I'm going to try to spend enough time to where we at least know who the Hawks pick is before we get out of here. Let's talk a little Falcons. The Suns have selected DeAndre Ayton or Ayton. Can't see it from here. Either way, congratulations to that young man. His life will change forever. Let's talk some Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, the biggest story, this is how goofy most stories nowadays are. Player X wasn't at the voluntary mini camp. The third string linebacker didn't participate in all the drills at the OTAs. Well, yeah, he's the third string linebacker. This is how practices work. Even these, if you're part of the ones, you get majority of the reps. The twos will get a little bit. Threes are either scout team or can be scout team, or you're running against the other side, and that's the way you get your reps in. When you're beyond the threes, you're in the same boat. You're just behind them as far as the rotation. I said the kind of stories that people put out now would be, I don't want to spread anything about anybody, so this is completely fictional, even though it's probably true. Well, I was at Falcons minicamp, and I saw Matt Bryant kicking field goals. I can't believe he's kicking field goals during minicamp. This is so amazing. Yeah, Matt Bryant kicks field goals for a living, guys. Come on. These are the I saw Matt Bryan passing to Sanu, and he passed to Sanu more than he did the other receivers. Well, first of all, Sanu is technically number one right now with Julio not there. So he's going to throw to him more because they have a rapport. If Justin Hardy's there, he's going to throw to him. Sure, the new guy, yeah, they're going to try to throw to him as well and get him in there just as best they can. But those are the kind of stories that you're going to hear. And they're not fake news because they're not fake. But, to say Dan Quinn ended practice an hour early. Maybe it was hot. Maybe he felt like they already had enough in. Maybe he decided they needed a break. All kinds of things can happen, guys. Right now is the silly period, as lack of a better way to say it, silly season. But as far as the Falcons, there's reports that the Falcons are not exactly over the moon about Julio working out and hanging out with Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens, who has a history of talking a lot. He has a history of potentially ruffling feathers, but he also has a history of being arguably one of the best receivers in the history of the league. A lot of people got him number two or number three, somewhere in there. I got him right in there. I'd really have to think about it. But if you had them all at the same time, I might pick him over one of the other ones that people have ahead of him sometimes. So, but no, is it a problem that, I don't know, somebody, it's not necessarily T.O., somebody has gotten in Julio's head and said, hey, why aren't you making more money? So, you know, Julio decided to ask for more money. What's wrong with that? I got to defend the player here. He doesn't know how long he's going to play. That part of why Megatron backed out. He didn't want to, the cost of living and living the way he wanted to live outweighed the kind of money and play in the game, the kind of money he would earn in the game. It's something Julio might think about. Julio's had a lot of foot and ankle and knee injuries and such like that. I mean, you got to think about things like that, and that's exactly what he's doing. So, did T.O. get in his head? I don't know. It's possible, but Julio is also a free thinker. He thinks for himself. People don't tell Julio what to think. He always has thought for himself. That's part of why they picked him. That's just the way things are. So, am I worried about Julio? No. Am I worried about his contract? No. Am I worried that he's hanging out with T.O.? No. Not at all. Just know he's going to show up. And Hawks fans also know that Marvin Bagley III has just been taken by the Kings. So there's two guys that we will not be getting. And hopefully after the next few stories, we will know who the Hawks are going to get. Moving on, let's stay in the division. If I told you that a particular quarterback in the NFC South was having legal trouble that has finally come to a conclusion, I think we all know that we're talking about Jameis Winston of the Bucks. This is a very pivotal season, not only for himself, but for the Bucks. The Bucks need to get out of the basement of the South. There's a chance they can do that. They have good talent. Their coaching staff's pretty decent. Jameis Winston has to play up to his potential. Well, it's going to be a problem with that. And I'm going to get to that in a second. Now, we all know, what was it, a year or so ago, there was an altercation between him and a Uber driver, to which I believe I can't remember the exact terminology they used, but at some point he touched her in a way or was derogatory towards her in a way that she felt uncomfortable and did not appreciate. It was nothing egregious, I don't think. It was nothing like over the top. We're not talking like super into the sexual variety or something like that. It was an inappropriate altercation. And I guess at some point they either thought it was settled or it was getting brushed under the rug. Well, it resurfaced. And it resurfaced enough to where the NFL has been looking into it. And regardless of the way the criminal part of it played out, apparently the NFL and Jameis have reached an agreement to where he's going to miss the first three games of this season in a pivotal season when they absolutely need him. And now you can't count on it. At least Cam Newton shows up and plays. Let's see if we can find the schedule for Tampa to see what games he's going to miss. Here we go. He's going to miss the opening game against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. Big game. So that's already a 1.5 loss in the division, potentially. Then they host the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and chalk that up as a loss. So you're minus 2.5 already. Then you host, at least you get two back-to-back games at home. Then you host on Monday night the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 3. Great. You've now started your season down 3.5 games because your quarterback can't control himself and act like an adult. Because the NFL digs in sometimes more than the criminal end does, and the prosecutors might. So they found some evidence at some point that he was guilty of something that he should not have done. Or they can't, you know, under the domestic policies, they have to have some sort of evidence, or they can't pursue it. But he's going to miss the first three games. Falcons fans rejoice. Panther fans rejoice. And Saints fans rejoice as well. Because they just spotted you 3.5 games in this division. Good luck getting out of the bottom. Because the rest of your schedule, let's see, they'll be here in Atlanta in week 5. Actually, I don't have a bad schedule. It's not exceptional, but no, take that back. There's some teams that are going to just slaughter them. So whatever the win total in Vegas is for the Bucks this year, you need to take the under. Oh, there we go. The Atlanta Hawks. That's our breaking news for now. We need a better sound than that. The Atlanta Hawks have picked Doncic. He's the point guard, I believe, out of the French league. From everything I can see, he is a good scorer. He can run a good point, and he will make us miss Dennis Schroeder less and less, as Schroeder already has a year out. I mean, already has a foot out the door. If he doesn't want to be here, let's get him out of here. This guy is good at transitional play. He's very quick. Like I said, he can run a good point. He's also 19 years old, so he's going to fit in nicely here. But there you go. There's your Hawks pick. They do have some other picks coming up, but we're not going to wait on those. Congratulations to Luka. Welcome to the ATL Nation. I look forward to seeing him. There he is. He played in Real Madrid was the last place he played. The weird thing is the rights to him, his draft rights, are supposedly part of a trade to Dallas. We're going to have to wait and see how that plays out. We're going to have more on that next week. But, of course, this week, shout out, as always, to friend of the show and great friend of mine, Brandon Joseph at B Joseph Radio. It's always great to catch up with him. We talked to Zach Brown Band. Zach Brown Band will be at the SunTrust Park June 30th. If you are a female and would like a free ticket to that, hit up at B Joseph Radio or hit us up at any of our social media sites and get that ticket. All you got to do is walk in the door with him, check an obligatory Instagram post, and then you are free to go about your evening. Enjoy Zach Brown Band. Once again, it's going to do it for us. We'll see you guys next week. Congratulations to Luka Doncic. This has been Sports Club. See you next week. How about them Cowboys?
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?